Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Until the Delaware Republican primary, 47 out of 48, that is, almost all of the Republican Senate candidates in the upcoming November elections, deny the existence of climate change or oppose action on global warming, said a report by Center for American Progress, reports the London Guardian. Well, until the Delaware Republican primary, when the one believer lost. What does this mean? If elected, such Congress people will not pass climate legislation, since they don't believe climate change exists or is a problem. And with fossil fuel lobbyists promising to influence the elections, there will be plenty of pressure on such candidates to not even consider energy legislation that leads to decreasing fossil fuel emissions, the stuff of which is greenhouse gases that fuel global warming and result in climate change. The U.S. has already lost out on needed new jobs as overseas countries such as China develop a clean energy manufacturing sector and attract investment capital away from the U.S. If more climate deniers are elected, this will continue, further weakening U.S. job opportunities and the economy. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.